Good morning and afternoon for those of us out in the West Coast. I am Carrie O'Connor, and welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show, the talk show where I share with you the wisdom and insight that I receive through my psychic clairvoyant vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine inheritance. I am here for you during these times that are accelerated on our planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we can all get through this evolutionary leap that is literally written into our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and you can join me because this is a call-in show, and you can ask me anything that you want to, but I do encourage you to ask one question, and I'm excited to be here, and I would like to say, I usually like to do a tip of the day or a, I concentrate on a theme for the day, the wounded child, or how important energy exercises are, or that kind of thing. And what I decided to do for the month of March is we're going to open up the phone lines earlier, because what I'm seeing is that this is the year 208 is all about being proactive, taking action, and rolling up our sleeves and getting off the fence, and just anywhere in our life where we're not having the life that we want, we're there's something we can absolutely do to help that, you manifest that. And so because of my ability to read energy fields, and you don't have to have the knowledge to, you don't have to know what a chakra is, you don't have to even really understand the full concept of what energy is to know that you are energy and that there is something that you could do about to clearing it up. But this is where I would like to be of service of you so I could see where you are blocked and what is the theme of blocking why you aren't manifesting the relationship, the job, the career, or whatever's going on with you. So I want to give a short tip of the day and then going for the phone lines and really helping people. And that's my part of jumping off into 208 and being really proactive to be able to really be of service. And again, be able to think of my site is different from a lot of people's. I happen to see when I look at a person, I don't really see the person. Of course, I could see the person, but my eyes also comes with another ability to pick up on blocks. And besides seeing dead people and animals and the mediumship part, I am able to see different, think of it as a ball in your energy field, and how the size of the ball, the color of the ball, and what the ball says and means to me. I have an instant vision of, think of the saying, a picture says a thousand words. And so when I look inside the ball, I have an instant message that I literally could go on for hours about what that means. And the theme is what could be blocking you. And as soon as you identify it, we are putting light and energy, and that's our intention, to put light and energy to help rewire you for a lighter life. So and a better life, to be able to manifest, again, the life that we want to be living. So that's what I am here to do for service. So I want to give you the number. It is 1-800-930-2819. And again, 1-800-930-2819. And to contact me, you could contact me at www.carrieoconnor.com. And there's always upcoming events, free heart attunements, free alignments on that website. And we have a free teleclass coming up this Sunday that I'm very excited about. It's an introduction to mediumship. All the information is going to be up tomorrow on the site as far as what number, what to call. And if you email us, we could get you on our website to give you the information. So, again, that's www.carrieoconnor.com. And our phone number is 860-887-1201, because I do private readings. And I also like to tell people that when I'm on the radio, I'm just given a snippet of information. And if one common thing that's said about me, besides that I talk very fast, is that I give out a lot of information. When somebody has a full reading with me, be it a half hour, 45 minutes, an hour, they're glad I tape it, because the reading lasts for weeks and weeks, and actually months later, because of the information that I give. And not tooting my own horn, I'm just stating a fact. That's the way it is. It's what I was born to do, and this is what I love to do. So it's great to be of service and love what you do and do what you love. So that's what we're starting with this morning, and I hope Seattle and the rest of the United States is too, because this is a whole huge beginning of March. Can't believe that. So this year is by buzzing right on through. So this is time for us again. I've said it over and over again, and a lot of other channels are saying it's time for us to take action, to jump in, to really get proactive. Anywhere in our life where we kind of put us off on a shelf, it's really time for us to take the steps, even if we feel a little afraid, even if we have concerns about money or relationships, or where is this going to, how is this going to end? We really are think of being the writers of our own script here, that we're the writers. We write people in and stories in. We're the writer. We're the writer whether we realize it or not. So when we start understanding, we can write it, our script, where we feel like we're the author, or we can feel like we're being, the life is getting written for us. And it's much more empowering feeling that you're the writer of your own script versus that we don't have any choice and life just happens to us. That makes us feel very disempowered. So, again, the number at the station is 1-800-930-2819. And Benny, do we got anybody on the line yet?
Hang on, Carrie, I'm grabbing the phones. Give me 1 second.
All right. I'm very excited. On Sunday, so out in the West Coast, the intro to mediumship is at 4 o'clock p.m. on the East Coast at 7 o'clock. It is a one-hour class, and it's an introduction to mediumship. It's to, I believe everybody has mediumship abilities, and so I'm going to give you an overview of that and tips how to open up the medium within you, because our loved ones are bombarding us with signs, and they love to make that connection. And so a lot of times all you have to do is clean up your energy field, recognize how to set the signs, what form signs come in, and you can make that connection with your beloved ones. I've had some amazing things happen. In the last couple of weeks, I had a woman who lost her son, and her son died at 17 years old in a car accident. An amazing, amazing kid, and the child always wanted to be a pilot, following the dad's footsteps. And just before the reading, I saw her when she came into the house. She happened to come into in-person reading, and a plane came by my house, and it buzzed the house, and it shook the whole house. This wasn't an energetic thing. This is a real plane, and I do not live on a line of a path of airplanes. And she looked at me, and she smiled, and we instantly started. I said, the pilot's here. And so even though her son was 17 years old and he didn't get to complete his dream in this lifetime as far as becoming a pilot, he absolutely let mom know that he was not only okay, that he completed, he was flying the plane, and it was just an amazing, amazing physical phenomena to let her know that he was absolutely there for her. She instantly knew it because she's attuned to the signs that he gives, and he likes to do it big. My whole house was shaking. My daughter happened to be home from school that time, and she came running downstairs thinking, what the heck's going on? She saw a plane crash into the house. So sometimes they're very big. That's the story of it's sometimes people like to do it very big, very like to get your attention, especially younger people. I know young people like to do it big, blow out flashlights and light bulbs and cell phones that would be a sign that would be really hard to not put to connect the dots to. Dad, pilot, wants to be a pilot, plane overhead, and she knew the plane path more than I did because of her husband being a pilot. So they're out there for us, and they love to be in and around us. So it's wonderful to feel in that connection because mediumship affords profound healing, and none of them ever want us to be so grief-stricken that we can't go on. So the more we're able to feel their connection and work with that connection, the more we are able to feel their love. And so it offers, again, a profound healing. So that's the class on Sunday. And also we have the mediumship program, the mentorship program that we're really excited about, that people from around the world are joining, and I'm really excited because people are going to start meeting people, other like-minded people. Imagine finally being able to talk to the people that are in the same mind state, vibration, but not being hierarchical, just somebody that is committed to really changing patterns in their life to have a new life. This is a six-month program that we are going to be meeting via the telephone every 6 weeks, and really laying down those new patterns. And I see the biggest thing of changing making a habit, changing anything, is getting rid of old patterns, old themes that we've had in our life, and laying down new ones that profoundly manifest a brand new life for you. So getting so much wonderful feedback with this, and I am so blessed to be able to witness so many people coming in for that to say that they want to take that next step. So we're going to go to our first break and go to the phone line.
Getting healthy and staying healthy just got easier. Frequency, made with marine phytoplankton, is taking the world by storm. This live, raw, gluten-free whole food liquid combines the best of land and sea. It raises your vibration and nourishes your body at the cellular level. It eliminates the need to take a handful of pills and is 90 to 99% absorbable. No chemical preservatives or artificial vitamins. See for yourself at wholefoodliquid.com. The more you learn about nutrition and self-health care, the more you'll appreciate Frequency. Find out more by calling 877-428-7379 or visit wholefoodliquid.com. Be among the first 75 to call and receive your free one-ounce sample. That's 877-428-7379. A portion of every purchase of Frequency is donated to environmental marine research and development.
Are you ready for greater clarity, courage, and commitment to live your passions? Are you ready to succeed in sync with your soul? Are you ready to honor your soul in any situation? With 21 years of experience, Sasha Sabbath is a leadership soul coach and certified passion test facilitator at 415-328-2631 and leadershipsoulcoach.com.
Tampa Bay Wellness Magazine, the Bay Area's premier magazine for holistic, alternative, and complementary health. Tampa Bay Wellness informs and inspires you about choices and opportunities for a more balanced, healthy, and happy life. You can find Tampa Bay Wellness Magazine at over 700 locations in the Tampa Bay area or online at tampabaywellness.com. Tampa Bay Wellness Magazine is the natural choice for physical, mental, and spiritual enlightenment.
Would you like to receive a weekly email telling you about personal growth events and resources in the Puget Sound region? This service is now available compliments of New Spirit Journal, the locally owned and operated newspaper that brings you a wealth of inspirational information every month. Go to newspiritjournal.com and click on Earl. That's events and resource listings, but you can call it Earl. New Spirit Journal has been providing inspirational news and information for almost 3 years. Visit newspiritjournal.com.
Picture yourself standing in the ancient stone circle of Stonehenge or gazing in awe at Egypt's Great Pyramid and Sphinx. Visualize participating in shamanic ceremonies at Machu Picchu or receiving a timely message from the Oracle of Delphi. Rejuvenate your path of personal growth and renew your spirit by traveling to the world's sacred sites with Body Mind Spirit Journeys and other like-minded travelers. Visit bodymindspiritjourneys.com or call 800-231-9811.
Good news, Belgium. We're streamed worldwide at 1150kknw.com. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, guest host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am Carrie O'Connor. Our number here is 1-800-930-2819. And Benny, let's go to those calls.
Okie dokie. Sounds like a good old plan there. We're going to jump north of Bellevue, Washington, where our studios are located, and we're going to go with Galadriel. She's calling in from Anacortes, Washington. So, Galadriel, welcome to the show.
Hi, Benny. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, how
Carrie?
Are you?
Oh, I'm really, really stuck. I've lived in poverty so long that I'm so used to it that I don't even realize that until I get with other people and they, like, go out to lunch.
Yep.
And
and you order iced water.
Right.
Yeah. I hear you. I've been there. You know what I'm seeing as far as it's when we recognize it, think of a marathon running to the end goal is victorious, and I even see it symbolically as the Olympics, and energetically it is like you're meeting the Olympics because A, you are aware of a pattern that's on both sides of your family. It's on mom's side and dad's side, and it goes way, way, way back. And not only that, there's like a global thing where we how we interpret the what does money mean? Is it the root of all evil? Is it can money have does money run through my hands and in the family's hands? Is money, you know, just it's amazing when we start really thinking about money. So going back to, I want you to visualize a race where when you're toward the end goal, you're 75% there when you recognize that you have an issue because you're putting light on it. Think of it. You're illuminating it. You're pulling it forward in your energy field. And whenever we pull something forward, you're not repressing it. You're not, like a lot of people walk around with repressed stuff that's festering. So think of it that you're 75% there. So then what do? Then you start looking in, especially on the right side of your energy field. So the right side has to do with dad, father's patterns. This is not dad bashing. This is, let's look at both sides of my family's lineage to take the pearls of wisdom to see in what they handed down to us consciously or unconsciously, right? And this is to take the pearls of wisdom and throw out the stuff that we do better when we know better. And that's why I always tell people that this is not about parent bashing. This is about that everyone does better when they know better, right? And so to be able to really look at and say, oh, my gosh, I come from a strong family on both sides of my family that if you were to make any kind of money, that you have to do it in service, that you better be of service. And then having myself be a natural teacher, helper, healer. So that's like, it's like a double truth to me, then have many past lives of being of service, and this is the same thing with you. So you come in like with a past life, what I call like a hangover, so it's extra loud to you as far as poverty is of being of service. And then again, on both sides of the family, there's a part of money is the root of all evil. And so then it goes into as far as looking, especially in clearing on starting with the right side, that's dad's side, dad's lineage, and clearing the, we can retrain our body new patterns, just like it's all about energy patterns. And so think of we can learn how to ride a bike. We can learn how to do new things. And so this is where you're going to learn the root cause of the poverty thing. And when I first look into your, it's interesting because the first thing I see is an arrow coming into your gut, and it's like a right in the third chakra. So that's self-esteem, self-worth, see the subconscious. So I want you to think later of what does money mean to me as far as subconscious? How can I imagine yourself extremely wealthy and money everywhere? What does that, how does that make your self-esteem, self-worth feel like? Think about it later. Spend time thinking about it, not just 5 minutes. Like really think into how about if I had all the money in the world? Would the people I hang around with be the same people? Would, and it's not like you drop them like flies because they're not of the same wealth. It's just like we like attracts like, and so think of there's all kinds of forms of poverty, and so what you're doing is clearing out any kind of poverty around you of where even people could think that's the way it is, what are you going to do, life's a hard place, blah, 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 and start being really proactive as far as cleaning out any poverty thoughts within yourself. And also being really proactive about it. Every time you hear your mind or head going into lack or scarcity, you say that you stamp your right foot and say the world is abundant. And even visualize yourself in front of an ocean, and you're getting what the ocean is full of. The ocean is most of the earth, and so 80% of the earth. And so that abundance is, you have a direct line to abundance. And so what you're doing is retraining the signals that go out, that's the right side, and also you're willing to receive. So really get into a really good program, a very good exercise energy program for yourself of retraining, especially the mental mind, and it's going to open up your the whole theme of poverty, and especially the way I'm seeing you doubled over, almost like if you have food poisoning with abundance. And so you're definitely coming as far as like with what I call energetic hangover, but that does not mean as soon as you're aware of it, you could start really clearing it out, okay? Money's not the root of all evil.
Thank you so much. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Okay. Bye.
Shall we run off to another one?
Yes, we should.
Okay, sounds good. I didn't know if you were ready or not.
Yep.
Let's go off to Louisville, Kentucky, where we have Jenny standing by. So, Jenny, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. Hello, Carrie.
Hi, Jenny. How are you?
I'm good. The question that I have, and I'm not even sure how to explain it, I am in, or I have been my whole life, in this vicious cycle where I constantly rescue family members financially. Like, for example, my mother, she will use her money to give to my brother to buy drugs with, and then she doesn't have money to pay her bills, and then I'm constantly rescuing her, and I really struggle with if am I supposed to do that, or am I right. supposed to allow her to make better choices? But then situations comes up, and you know, she's in her 70s, and I really struggle with that, and I'm hoping that you can find out what's going
okay.
on or what
yeah.
I can do.
Okay. All right, Jenny, first of all, is your dad in spirit?
Yes.
Okay, because your father comes in, and he's given you an olive branch, and he also wants to, when I see somebody go into an eraser board, it's a dry erase board, he wants to erase a lot of things that were said here or a lot of patterns that are going on. So think of him as saying, you know what, it's codependency. It's not a good thing. So think of that. Sometimes it's not the easiest to be the family whistleblower, but you obviously know it's not a good thing. It's like, here we go around the mulberry bush. And actually, even before you spoke, I saw a cat and a mouse going around in a circle, or a dog chasing its tail. You keep on going around and around and around and around. And so think of that, how you come in with the natural teacher, helper, healer. And so the best kind of teacher, helper, healer, this is the year to be proactive, where you step back and let your mother and your brother do their own dynamics. I had to do this in my own with my own family, and it's not easy. But in the higher picture, you're saying both to your mother and your brother, step up to elevator 4, where there's more joy, more peace, more happiness, more love, more money, and you're not being part of this circle. You're getting yourself out of the circle. But in the energetic world, you are absolutely giving them tools that is not abandoning them, so that natural teacher helping healer in you does not have to feel that you are disappointing parents, and so, or your mom, or letting her down, because I keep on seeing cat and mouse. So you step out of being the equation part of it, and just and let them both know that this is about, it's much more than money. It's about patterns and retraining patterns, and that you are in every single direction of your life clearing out and being much more in balance of giving and receiving, and that you're even going to be able to help and teach your mother, and then maybe your brother can end up having a light hit his head saying, wait a minute, something's got to give and change. So this is where you're the forerunner. This is where you can symbolically be the adult, but you're also breaking generational patterns. And it could be, it can seem like, Jenny, the extra sting because you have that natural teacher, helper, healer, but don't think of it as you're going to become much more in balance with it because you are the natural teacher, helper, healer in the family. That to be a balanced teacher, helper, healer, we have to be heal ourselves. And so that means being able to say, I count, I am worth it. And then if people could only see energetically what I see as far as when we go up another level, you're speaking to your brothers and your mother's soul and saying, this is how you do it. Step up here and create new patterns that are much more freer. You're speaking right to their soul. It goes beyond their ego. It goes beyond any words. And that's what you're doing for yourself and for them. Okay.
Okay.
All righty.
Thank you very much.
Dad's giving you the number 555, and he wants to recognize May as far as birthday anniversary when somebody crosses over. So pay attention to that number. You know that Dad's right next to you. All righty?
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Very good.
There we go. Yep, I'm here. So that leaves another line open at 1-800-930-2819 for the Carrie O'Connor Show here. Shall we start a call? We've only got a couple of minutes. What do you think?
You know what, Benny? Why don't we, I'm going to finish up as far as just explaining some things, and so then we'll go to the phone lines. I think that's better than cut it off, right?
Either that or go to a break.
Yeah, why don't we go to a break?
Okay.
Very good. We'll be back.
Thank you. Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have, cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Topperson Pain Relief and Healing Cream. Topperson relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Topperson and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt. We want to help. We are so sure that Topperson will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief without side effects, just ask for Topperson. Topperson is now available at Fred Meyer, Natural Food, and other fine stores. Go to Topperson.com for a store near you or call 1-800-959-1007. Topperson.com or 1-800-959-1007. Topperson, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Imagine for a moment what your obituary might sound like right now. Then imagine how you would really like it to read. Actually, you unknowingly write and live your obituary every day. It's time to be more intentional about how you live your life. It's time to find and create your ideal path in life right now. It's time to be the best you can be. Visit BeTheBestYouCanBe.net for more information about life coaching and the life-changing book, Our Journey is Our Work. That's BeTheBestYouCanBe.net.
Learn how to balance mind, body, and heart during your own renaissance and improve the quality of your life and those around you. Bust the crust of your egoic thinking. Michael Nardi, the Renaissance Man, author of the new book, Stop Thinking, Start Living, and Begin Celebrating Every Moment, tells the story of his mother-in-law, Mama J, her miracle, and how he stopped thinking and how he celebrates every moment. Check out MichaelNardi.com. That's Michael, NARDI.com.
Revitalize your soul with Wayne Dyer, Robert Holden, Doreen Virtue, Marianne Williamson, Greg Braden, and your other favorite Hay House authors on a day or weekend retreat in Las Vegas. It's the annual I Can Do It conference on June 26th through 29th at the Sands Expo, and it's packed with inspiring keynote lectures, interactive workshops, autograph sessions, exhibitors, and more than 35 best-selling authors. Tickets start at only $75. Call 800-654-5126 or visit icandoit.net.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Made fresh each day for you. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, guest host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am Carrie O'Connor, and we are here for another half hour with you. And Benny, let's go back to the phone line.
Okie dokie, and we've got some patient callers, so let's run on right off to them. We have Cheryl Ann calling in from Seattle, Washington. So Cheryl Ann, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Hi, Carrie. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for being on. How can I help you today?
I've been dating for a while, and I finally met somebody around which I have some hopefulness. And I am finding myself really scared. How can I free myself up some more here and be able to be less an emotional roller coaster with that fear?
Okay. I physically saw your maternal grandmother coming in and doing infinity eights, sideway eights over your second chakra. Second chakra is about sex, finances, creativity, one-on-one relationships. It's all about, it's the seat, it's where our uteruses are, or gonads, it's the seat of our creation. So when I see somebody come in and doing the sideways eights, think of that means balance, Cheryl Ann. So think of that, and especially when it's going to the physical body. So do literally go from side to side. Draw eights over your over the second chakra. It's below the it's over where the navel is, below 3 inches below the navel. And by whenever you get uptight, also tap your thymus. That's 4 inches from our throat, down from our throat above our heart and pound it really hard where it sounds like Tarzan. I'm doing it right now. It's like with my voice. All of these are different meridians that help us, our body, help your body. Because when you were talking to me, I saw you go into a reaction state that literally went fight or flight. So how you break it is by going to those meridians, and it's like stopping the flow from contracting. So doing the sideways eights is really good over all the chakras, tapping the thymus, putting your hand over your forehead, and is hitting seven meridians right there in itself. And it's like, think of it as operating, it's physically giving your mental body a break so it can't get on the gerbil ride of the awful awfuls, and it's letting the emotions run through and not go to that part of being reactive. It's being an expansion part, okay? So, and there's also a part where the grandma showed me, you was like a baby rocking. And if you're very sensitive to everybody's energies, and especially with the world right now, as far as a lot of people are getting rid of a lot of debris. So make sure you do put a bubble of light around yourself, because I'm just seeing your, she wants you to know that it's like for you to get worry head off, enjoy the ride. And she's just showing me this beautiful cradle like that. You can, feel like you can rock the rock my baby is what she keeps on singing, but it's like it's very beautiful. So it's like re-nurturing the child that can be hypersensitive as far as noises and feeling like the cradle is going to get tipped over and it's going to go to the awful awful. So break it. What you're doing is pulling back. It's like reins of a horse. You're pulling back the your thoughts, literally, that can want to go to the awful awfuls or thinking too much. And so we absolutely can do stuff like exactly what I told you to do. Stamp your foot, do with the eighth, get yourself physically. It's going to open up those meridians, and it's going to have you stay in that open, expanded place, okay?
Thank you.
You're
Grandma
welcome.
Julia is a gift to me, so thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome. That's really good. And congratulations. Enjoy it. Enjoy the relationship. Long overdue
you.
Is what she's showing me.
Well, is he worth my hopefulness?
Yes, he is. Long overdue. Stop the dying.
Enjoy the
ride. Long overdue. Your mental mind is where we all have the physical, mental, emotional body. Your mental mind loves to bite on something and go running out and looking outside of your energy field for information. And part of that makes you extremely intuitive, but also it could go where you could hit upon people to make your head go into the awful awfuls or like the gerbil ride. So stop that. Enjoy the ride. Step into yourself and bring yourself back into your body. It's like a defense mechanism. Your grandmother shows me that you started when you were like 6 to 8 months old. So see what was going on in the house to 6 to 9 months old that I'm seeing you in a nursery that you learn this pattern. And it doesn't have to be molestation. It could be a parent moving, somebody getting pregnant, a grandparent dying, something. It doesn't have to, be the awful awfuls, but it's enough where when you're sensitive, you're feeling it.
I have a very anxious parent.
What's that?
I said I have a very anxious parent, so that makes sense.
There you go. So here you're very sensitive. Here you have very anxious parents, and here, so it has all to do with that, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a good one.
Thank you.
All
and
right.
Danny, why don't we go to another line?
You got it. Let's now run off to Mark. He's calling in from Seattle, Washington. So, Mark, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Hi, Mark. Well,
hi, Carrie and Ben.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well.
Good. How can I help you today?
Well, I feel like I'm developing mediumship abilities. I guess
good.
I'm oriented towards family and people I've known when they were
yep.
alive. And I kind of... I guess I need some pointers on how to align myself to what needs to be done.
Okay.
In terms of just tuning in.
Okay. Do you have a daily practice as far as clearing your energy?
I haven't worked on anything yet.
Okay. That is the number one thing, and I'll say it over and over and over again. Think about open up mediumship. We're all electromagnetic beings, right? So by tuning in is like you're getting your radio station, your electromagnetic component within yourself aligned with their electromagnetic component. They're out of the physical body, but they're still survive in the electromagnetic. So when you have a energy maintenance program, that profoundly opens up your mediumship abilities. And so it doesn't, we offer free ones. Email our office, carrieroconnor.com, or union1111@yahoo.com. Ask for the free energy exercises and get yourself into a routine. Then further do it by making a date with them, asking them for signs, for numbers, for things, for songs and birds. I just looked out the window. I was drawn. I saw this great big huge hawk. I was feeling my grandmother all around. My sister just got out of the hospital, and it was her sign that everything is rise above all the occasions. So asking for signs. So, but the biggest number one thing, think of, we have to have clear energy signals. Otherwise, we get a lot of static, and so it makes it so much easier to connect when we're clearer. So that's the number one thing, getting into a really good habit. I'm doing an intro class that's on this Sunday, and if it's not good timing for you at 4 Pacific time on Sunday, it will be taped for up to 24 days. So look to see the callback number and stuff like that, all the information. Again, you could get it from at carrieroconnor.com. And then on World Pooja, I'm doing a whole hour about mediumship. And so I will be given a lot of information out, and we're going to be doing a whole teleclass in the end of March, beginning of April. So the biggest thing I can say to you is really the practicing is huge, and really getting yourself into a really good energy maintenance. It gets the static out, okay? Good job.
Okay.
You're doing good, and that's a part of allowing and trusting. All right, Mark?
Yeah, I have one other quick question. In a lot of cases, I feel like I'm more spiritually advanced than the quote spirits I'm dealing with. I just wonder, you know, is there any way to, to help them get directed, or so I can, you know, attune
you
to
feel you're advanced
the
spirits that you're working with?
Yeah. I have to go through a lot of changes to communicate. In other words, they put a lot of pressure on me.
Okay. They, on the other side, put a lot of pressure on you?
Yeah.
Okay. And what kind of pressure do they put on you?
Well, I guess a lot of it has to do, like, my mother and my father, you know, I both feel them, like, kinetically. They both passed away.
Yep.
And I guess, you know, parts of me come out, but in a sense, that's not the important part of me, but it's more important part of them.
Right.
And I'm just trying to figure out how to help them go to the next level, I guess, which helped me go to the next level, too.
Right. And so think of what the one thing that is, when they go over on the other side, they're not close. There's a part of us that's confined in the physical body. When they go out, and especially your mom is talking, so this is really helping your left side and your receiving side, right? So think of mom takes the lead and dad is like standing there, but he's in agreement. So think of that, that this goes back to, again, the energy helps clear the static. And of course, it's just like in shamanism, when anybody takes a leap in what I call going up and clearing their energy field, it helps everybody, as a flashlight for other people to go up to that next level, that fourth elevator. So it doesn't matter whether they're here in life or if they've crossed over. So the more you are illuminating and going from a 100-watt light bulb to 1,000, everyone around yourself and your soul group can have the opportunity to go up there and literally see that it's like we create bridges or that unified field that connects us all that supersedes death, right? So that goes back to what the number one thing is, clearing yourself up, and then it helps everybody, okay? And also there's a part that your mom is pointing to her head, and I'm seeing her running, and she's showing me her shoes, and so that shows me that she's done a lot of spiritual growth since she's got over on the other side and to tap into that side. But there's the one number one thing, Mark, with our energy field, and what most people go through is we remember every single one of us remember our lineage the way that we remember them here. We have cellular memory and how they were. My grandfather was an alcoholic, and he was very loud and very abusive, and so my energy felt him that way. And so when he came in very light and very open, I would have never believed it was him if I didn't see it. And so if it was him, and he apologized. And so, but most of my cellular memory remembered him as me as a child running from him because he used to scare me so much. And so that's why it's so important for us to be clear, because I would have totally missed that it was him. Of course, they cannot choose to stay. They don't want to choose to stay in those patterns. It's the first thing that when they go over on the other side, 98% of them stop the process, and when they do their life review, they really start clearing up their act, because it's all about love, and they're not confined by their physical bodies anymore. So the biggest connection, again, that we could do is clear our energy fields. We'll make a nice, open, clear connection to their energy field. And Mom is reaching out her hand. She also wants to recognize June, and she's also as birthday anniversary when somebody crosses over, and she also wants to recognize that with April, too. And she also gives you, as far as pay attention to the smell of lilies, because she's putting those underneath your nose as far as the recognition there. And she also wants to give you the number 444 as far as number recognition. Dad gives you 888, and it's recognizing August, okay?
Okay. That was very insightful for me. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Mark. Have a good day. All right, so we're going to go to the last break of our day, and we'll be back to the phone. And your phone lines when we get back, and you're listening to the Carrie O'Connor Show on KKNW.
Susan Kobalik, international speaker and author from the Center for Effective Learning, has created a character education program designed for teachers and parents. The Lifelong Guidelines and Life Skills provide the language and tools to guide children and teens into becoming caring and responsible citizens. To learn more about this dynamic and life-changing program, call 253-815-8800 or visit thecenterforlearning.com. That's the center, the number 4, learning.com.
Stop surviving. Start living. This is the year to bring your practice and your patients to the next level. Come to the workshop that can help you transform your practice and your life. See how beliefs affect our bodies and learn specific techniques for creating optimal health. Sponsored by the Institute of Healing Arts and Sciences, this workshop will help you do all of this and more. Register now for Merging Alternative and Traditional Therapies, April 11th through the 13th in Hartford, Connecticut. Call 866-303-HEAL.
Are you one of the millions of frustrated people who can't take off weight or keep it off on a low-fat or low-calorie diet? It's hard, isn't it? Well, don't despair another day. The Sugar-Free Miracle Diet is the answer to your prayers. I'm Karen Bentley, and I lost 130 pounds on this program. I'm also the founder and CEO of the Sugar-Free Miracle Diet Company. Go to sugarfreemiracle.com, that's sugarfreemiracle.com, and get started today.
Why do people travel across the globe to see Dr. Nusheen Darvish at the Holistic Medical Center in Bellevue? Is it her specialization in women's health, allergies, and chronic illness? Is it because she founded a uniquely comprehensive, integrative clinic for cutting-edge, non-invasive, and FDA-approved therapies that improve the health of all patients? Yes, it is. Find out for yourself. 425-451-0404. That's 425-451-0404.
Enjoy an evening with Deepak Chopra in Seattle on March 4th for his top title, An Evening with Deepak Chopra. In this unforgettable lecture, Deepak will address the deeper meaning of our existence, including what is our true nature? Where do we come from? What is the meaning and purpose of our existence? What are the mechanics of creation? How can we transform ourselves? Deepak explains how the greatest spiritual secrets are tied up in this simple answer. It takes a total shift in perception to realize that you are not in the world. The world is in you. Don't miss this third event in the Five Evenings with Extraordinary People series. Visit thedrpatshow.com for ticket information. Join Deepak Chopra in Seattle on March 4th at 7 p.m. at Benaroya Hall. Visit thedrpatshow.com for more information.
Clear, clean, and crisp. Check us out in digital quality sound on FM 98.9 HD3. Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I am Carrie O'Connor, and I'll be with you to the top of the hour. And just before we go to the phone lines, I do want to mention that we are starting a couple more shows out of Seattle. I will be on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday at 10 o'clock your Pacific Standard Time. So look at the website. We're doing a lot of radio, and you can see where we're located. So if you don't get in today, We're on tonight at 10 o'clock or 7 o'clock Pacific time. So go and see where we're hopping. We're all over the place. And so, Benny, why don't we go back to this phone line?
Where we're hopping to, acting like little bunnies. Easter is right around the corner, isn't it? All right. Sounds good. That one went nowhere. Hey, Andrea from Gary, Indiana is calling in. So, Andrea, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Hi, thanks. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Andrea. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing very well, hon. How can I help you today?
Well, some intuitive people have told me in the past that this would be a great year for me as far as work. But it sounds like more like a career, but it'd be later on in the year. But I'm wondering, like, is there something happening for me this month, you know, just part-time or something? I've been waiting for a long time.
Okay. Yeah, I see, Andrea. This is the year. 208 is for us to get proactive and out of the gate. And so think of what every reader, me, anybody, reads as potentials that we put out in our energy field. So they're future potentials. And so for them to become a reality, we want to, I call them, think of shaking your hand like you're meeting somebody. That's where we put our hopes and our dreams, and that's what every reader is reading. And so that's where, and how these potentials come up is by our hopes, dreams, and desires. So the more we feed those consciously, the more we are actively saying, this job is coming to me now, and going, taking those steps. So looking in the paper, going out and applying. And so if you've heard that it's happening later on in the year, I'm saying go for it now, because you're opening the doorways to that can have something greater down the year. They could have been reading opportunities to go up the ladder down the year, but there's no reason for you not to go for it right now, because I'm seeing the doors open right now, and especially from now to April. So think of that. I'm seeing like a energetic cloud off of your head, or like everything feels like it's in reverse, like Mercury in retrograde profoundly affects your energy field. Sometimes it does to people. So it doesn't mean we can't live life because Mercury's in retrograde, because it happens several times throughout the year. So what does that mean? It means we just tune in on communication and work with it. But now Mercury's out of retrograde. That's going to profoundly help for you. Go for it, go for it, especially March, May. And it's going to, I see, advancement toward the end of the year instead of starting something that's opening the doors. Okay?
Okay, so you say, the potential is here for this.
Absolutely,
month.
Right now. Go for it. And what they're reading down the road is an advancement or another opportunity that seems like it's higher. So elevator 3 to elevator 4, but go for it now. I'm confirming it. You're extremely intuitive yourself. You're extremely empathic. So I'm just confirming. Go for it. Go for it. Okay, because it's going to open doors. And also, when we're being called to be proactive, that means take those steps. We're literally putting energy into, we're feeding those seeds of our desires. And so it's so important for us to take those steps. And so we could do it with prayer, we could do it with intentions, but we also got to put our physical energy into it, because that's what creates a stronger electromagnetic pull to make it manifest. That's the keys to manifestation, okay?
Okay.
So go for it, okay?
All right, thank you very much.
All right,
much.
You're welcome, hon. Very good. Good
Bye.
To you. Congratulations.
All right, thanks very much for calling in, Andrea. She was calling in from Gary, Indiana. That's definitely a hot place to be in the Hoosier country over there. Tara from Seattle, Washington is now calling in. Let's bring her on the air, Carrie.
Hi.
Hello. Oh, this is Tara.
Hi, Tara. How are you?
I'm fine.
How can I help you today?
Well, I've called in before, and I'm still learning how to manifest, get into my life. And in particularly, my question right now is whether or not I should get this apartment. I've been working on the past 3 months, you know, trying to manifest like the perfect apartment.
Yep.
And, but also with that, I'm just wondering, how do I work with my own intuition and knowing when I'm making the right decisions?
Okay. The more, just like I was saying to Mark, the more you have a really good energy maintenance program, the more that you're really crystal clear, so you have a gut. I call it, our body turns into a pure beingness. And so when I know something, every single cell of my body is vibrating and nothing will shake me. Even I could have a gun to my head, it will not make me shake from what I know into my beingness. That's what energy exercise helps you do. It aligns you to that energy that has you go into this posture of just pure knowing. So when the mental body wants to say, are you sure, are you sure, or oh no, what? But what about this? Or, oh, no, you're gonna mess up and down the road. Something better is going to open up. It gets rid of all that stuff. You recognize when you're contracting and going down to the old energy patterns. That's why laying down new ones are so important, right? So
I'm seeing the biggest thing as far as manifesting, just like what I was saying to Andrea, is, and this is for everybody, because I noticed this consistently throughout my practice and through all those shows and the classes and stuff I'm doing worldwide. So many people are waking up, and then I can't emphasize, it is so important for us to take action, to take those seeds. So if you're looking for the perfect apartment, become the walking vision board like in The Secret, but then you go out there and you look at all those apartments, feel them, sense them, get to know them in every single cell of your body. That's the key to create that electromagnetic pull. And so how to also manifest everything in your life is really getting into a habit throughout the day. We are electromagnetic beings, and if our electromagnetic is clogged, then it feels like it's struggle and it's harder for us to do it. So there's absolutely different things that you could do as far as the energy maintenance means open up intuition. I was going to change the name and say open your intuition and then later say energy, but that I want to educate people that when you are cleaning your energy field, you are opening up your intuition, you're opening up your mediumship abilities, you're opening up your manifestation abilities, because the electromagnetic component within each and every single one of us are electromagnetic beings. Think of EKGs, EEGs. We are electromagnetic beings. It's another being, another name for our soul or the spiritual being having a human experience. And so by us clearing it and cleaning it and connecting to that part, not connecting it is like not brushing our teeth or taking a shower our whole life. And so by connecting to it, just as much as we know that we have to brush our teeth daily, the more we connect to it, the more it literally creates a magnetic pull that allows the stuff to come flying in. So I'm saying to you, Kara, that there's Tara, that there's a go for those apartments. I'm seeing between two of you, you're going back and forth as far as which one, but I feel like I want you to go look. I, as in this is your guide, this is paternal grandfather coming in, and he's saying, go out there, look at them, see what you want, see what you don't want, feel, how does it feel in there? And so get your senses involved with what you want and is what that perfect apartment wants by going out. And even if you go to ones that totally are out of your range, like I remember Stuart Wilde talking about he wanted to create a Jaguar, so he went to a Jag dealer. He could not afford one, but he went and got the sense of the smell of the Jaguar, of the leather, of the feel of it, of the drive of it. So when he was manifesting, he had a lot of he created more cellular memory of what that felt like, and so it created an extra magnetic pull. So that's part of that would be an energy clearing, energy laying down new roadways. Okay. So okay. Any time that you can do that, Tara, is this is a time to really tune that up. Okay.
Well, I've seen one in particularly that I feel like I really want. Do you see anything? I mean, actually, it's mainly one apartment that I'm kind of excited about but have a lot of self-doubt about. Do you, is there any way that you can confirm that?
I had trouble hearing you. There was an apartment that you really got excited about, and what was that?
I'm just wondering if you could confirm whether or not.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Go for it. But then I keep on seeing, was this the third one that you look for? Did you go back the three times? There's something about the three. And so, or this is the March. This is March the 3rd, too. And so think of that. Yes, I'm confirming that for you. And so you're putting that in all, like going back there for you to, like, I feel like I want all things covered, like looking around the grounds. That means the neighborhood, like the outside neighborhood, like the 10 minutes around there, and then all around the area, and then right on the inside, the 1, 2, 3. So you could feel yourself aligning with it. And so you can feel it into your foundation. That's what's so important, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. All right, and we are at the top of our hour, and so I want to say thank you for listening to the Kara O'Connor Show, and we'll be back next week to take your calls, and so may you align with the divine.